audio version of Michael Lateman's blog. May 23, 2013. Necessity and competitiveness. Question: the revelation of the ego in our daily life, especially in the economy, is expressed by the increasing aggressiveness of people towards other people and countries towards other countries, as each side tries to swallow as much as possible, building pyramids in every area by which they minimize the number of players. Will this trend continue? Answer: on the whole, it's for the best because people will understand what is going on. We will reach the state in which everything depends only on me in whatever I do, and I play the leading role, which eliminates the redundant play in the competition. It's valueless anyway, and in fact, it puts me in a position where I can clearly understand what I do and whether it's necessary or not. The problem is that even if I can dictate whatever I feel like to the market, people's desires change. Suddenly the need for what I offer them disappears, which in turn forces me to act differently. From Cab TV's The Global Crisis, March 19, 2013. Installing new programs within oneself. Question: at the lessons, lectures, and in books, you talk about some balanced state of humanity. But, at the same time, you emphasize that the whole world is found within a person. How is it possible to combine these things for someone who, for example, doesn't study with you and has no possibility of receiving an explanation from you? Answer: when we delve into the world from the viewpoint of high-level psychology and physics, we begin to see that it works quite differently. On the internet, there is a vast amount of material about this subject. Scientists, psychologists, and sociologists are already beginning to understand this. People understand that this world is not what we see in our minds, in our five senses, but it is something else. So what is it? It is possible to feel by changing our organs of perception, our program of thinking. And it is not necessary to be born anew for this. It is enough to stay the same person. Like we can install a few programs in our computer, so is it also possible to install a few programs in us. For this, however, we need to study. If a person wants to come to me as a student and become included in our framework of studies, then he will gradually acquire this system. From Cab TV's The Global Crisis, March 19, 2013. What can we expect when we are blindfolded? Question: why do we speak so little about good things and so much about problems and hardships that we encounter along the spiritual path? Answer: I think that the problems we encounter are a good thing. In our case, we wouldn't turn to find the Creator if it weren't for these troubles, as we call them. I feel that such troubles are sweet, since otherwise my animal would never turn in the Creator's direction. They can indeed scare me and worry me and can even be a threat to my life, but it all comes in order to direct me to Him. If so, what is wrong with that? Your corporeal body is what experiences the unpleasant feelings, so don't identify with it. Start forming the human being in you that rides the corporeal animal. On the whole, the spiritual world is based on overcoming the evil inclination. It's impossible to escape from it. Humanity has tried to do so throughout history with the help of various religions, beliefs, social structures, law codex, science and technology. All this was actually an attempt to escape, a search for other means to improve our lives and abandon the path to the Creator. But these means bring about an even greater flaw, and eventually we will be left with nothing. For example, a few days ago the United Nations recommended using insects for food in order to fight hunger. Here it is: the future of the world. In short, only by the revelation of evil can we be directed towards the goal, since this is how we can choose what to consider as evil. I may feel bad when my self-love complains out of discomfort, or I may feel bad since I haven't acquired my soul yet, the connection with others, and with the Creator as part of it. This is exactly where our free will lies. It's impossible to escape that, no matter what arguments you bring. The upper providence operates without asking for my consent. Now I have to accept it and later I will understand it. In any case, spirituality is built on the corrupt desire for pleasure. So we cannot avoid speaking about it. After all, it is said, I have created the evil inclination. Torah, meaning the method of correction, is needed exactly for this reason, and this is precisely when a little bit of evil is revealed between us, when we already want to unite, but still don't know, in what form, in what principle, that will glue us together, and how to fulfill this unity. Thus we demand the Torah manifested in opposition to the evil that is revealed, but it is sweet evil. We begin to understand that we don't have the power to face it by ourselves, that we need the help of the upper force, and that the evil is in the tier of the connection between us. We simply must, we want to strive to connect, as one man in one heart. We may call what is happening evil, but in fact it isn't evil at all, it's the oppositeness of the Creator, his posterior. It's all him. This means that we don't struggle between the grips of evil and the Creator at all, since I feel that the good and the bad are both him and are the faces of his attitude. A father also sometimes smiles at his son and sometimes gives him a tough look, thus evoking different reactions in the child as he forms his perception. Question: still, on the one hand, I am shown the negative side, and on the other hand, I am not shown what I will receive at the end. Answer: you will pass the breaking point, the shattering, as a result of which you will suddenly feel pleasure in bestowal. The light will come and awaken you to love others. Then you will bestow upon them and will feel infinite pleasure. After all, it's your ego that limits you and that is stopping you by saying, this is as far as you can go and not further than that. You struggle with it in order to expand the limits of bestowal. If there were no ego, you would engage in bestowal in the same manner that you engage in receiving now, simply because you find that bestowal is pleasant. So to make sure that it is real love and that it's not artificial, it's built on the desire to receive, so that you can be neutral, free of receiving and of bestowal. Then you actually work, you actually control the filling of all of humanity and you perform the Creator's mission, taking nothing for yourself. Having no contact with the negativity that you have to escape from or the positivity that could bring you pleasure. This is the moment of eternity in a person. The midpoint on the scale of good and evil. Question: what does it mean to bring us pleasure? Answer: it's a different meaning, a new one. I choose the pleasure so that it will not depend on me and I will not depend on it. It's impossible to explain, to illustrate, or to draw. It's about a feeling, and if you try to touch it with your current mind, it's the wrong approach. After all, you don't allow your heart to open wide. It isn't by chance that we speak about a game as the major tool for our advancement. If you put yourself out of the game, then you are left only with complaints. You can diminish the value of everything in life by a disrespectful attitude, and what's next? We need to unite. And in order to do that we work in groups. Why groups? Because this is how we allow the light to influence us at least a little. We may underestimate the connection between the friends and what it can draw. But by our mutual efforts, we give it importance and appeal, and again prompt drawing a bit of light that reforms by that. Who actually needs bestowal? No one. But yet, we speak about it and the surrounding light responds to that, and is ready to accept our lie. This is how we develop and there is no other way. It's always from an egoistic state of low lishma, not for its own sake, that we reach the altruistic intention of lishma, for its own sake. It's impossible to form the created being in any other way. As for the complaints, the ego always plays the role of the accuser. But the sufferings will eventually break it. You will not be able to dictate your conditions to the Creator. He aggravates you on purpose in order to spur you on, and there is only one answer for that: to subdue yourself before the group. You must understand that your ego is totally square and that you will achieve nothing by its help. As long as you look at reality through the prism of self-love, you will see nothing. All the worlds are concealed from you, the upper providence system is out of your sight. What can be opened for you if your ego filters all his calls? Can you claim the demonstration of anything when in front of you is an impervious blindfold? This is why Kabbalists give us advice about how to act in this state. If we don't use their advice, the troubles will help us grow wise. There is no point in feeling resentment that something is concealed from you. You have no means to see the truth, it's only in unity that we can see the Creator's leadership and to be aware of what is going on. But it's on condition that this understanding and this feeling will not throw you off track. After all, when you finally get this chance, you will actually not want to feel and understand in order to avoid a bribe. You will say to the Creator, "Don't reveal anything to me. Otherwise I will lose my free will and will turn into an angel and descend to the animal level. I would rather be a human being that struggles and makes mistakes than a holy animal that has no free will at all. Only on the human level can I express my attitude and only the do I exist." You will want to place Masakheim, screens, over the light, fearing that you will not resist its temptations. After all, the guards that don't let you get into the king's palace keep you away not by sufferings but by blows of abundance which are much stronger and are revealed to you as love that drives you crazy. It's much more difficult to put a mask over it than over the troubles of the evil inclination. Today it actually helps you in contacting the Creator. The sufferings focus you on the goal. Therefore, it says, that Pharaoh brings the children of Israel closer to the Creator. Then there will be other obstacles and I will understand your complaints. After all, the blows of the light are much harder. But no matter what happens, you will always want the struggle between these two opposite forces since only between them can you determine your independence. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 14, 2013, there's Oha, Introduction. The circles of life. The connection between us is where we will find everything. We begin to discover the idea of connection according to our advancement and we see that everything concentrates in it and depends only on it, including our private life, our health, our success, family welfare, the entire world, and our spiritual attainment. Everything depends only on the connection in the group that advances by the power of faith, by mutual bestowal. There is no other means by which we can change anything in our reality except for making greater efforts to connect. Then, everyone receives everyone else's power, of the whole group of ten, and thus acquires the general force of bestowal as one whole by which he can advance. We must reinforce the connection in the spiritual cell that is made of 10 people in order to ascend to the second level, and we need a greater connection with the external circle for that. Thanks to the connection with the external circle, you can squeeze the inner circle of friends even more and thus reach the second level, the light of Ruach, in order to advance even further. The quality and the quantity complement one another and allow a person to advance. Everything concentrates in the center of the group and depends only on it. The main thing is to reach the first feeling, and then you will not be able to break away from it anymore, but rather will be attracted to it like to a source of life. In the meantime, however, we must act artificially as we play. Soon it actually will be revealed, and then you will see that it is really so. Then, you will discover that, instead of greater efforts to connect and to squeeze, you will have to do the opposite kind of work and try not to hurt or harm others. The Creator will give us opposite exercises. When you are in the ego, you enjoy the fact that the others suffer a little and that they feel bad, and if it is your enemy, you actually enjoy the fact that you can harm him and beat him. However, now you are ready to give up everything for people that you didn't love before and by whom you even were repulsed and hated, as long as they feel good. You are amazed at your previous attitude since everything turns the other way around. From the preparation to the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 19, 2013. Do we hasten time? Question: Our mission is to hasten, bring to the state of I shall hasten it, the process of development. Are there any criteria according to which we can examine things? Answer: We don't accelerate the process. At best, we approach it. Through our inner efforts, we have an impact on new relationships that reveal positive states in the nation of Israel and in the world. We sweeten and soften many states, but it isn't hastening yet, the state of I shall hasten it. The state of I shall hasten it is when the world begins to move by a new force that pulls it forward by going through us. This isn't happening yet. On the whole, we are a major part of the general system, the active part that influences what is happening and that brings goodness, but it isn't enough to hasten the process. I do hope that we will be able to become that missing part, the link between the upper and the lower, and that we will truly be light unto the nations, the link to the world of light, and even if people will not feel this light, it will not matter. Its force will draw them to the good and they will begin to make the right decisions, will start to come closer to us in thought, and will be able to hear our message, to understand, internalize, and accept it. Even if we don't fully understand it, we already see and feel that it is true. Then, we will attain the state of I shall hasten it and not just I shall hasten it but even what is called the Messiah's shofar, a level on which the message of unity spreads throughout the world. The most important means to achieve this is integral education, since the more we connect with the world, the stronger is our deficiency to turn upward for help. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 19, 2013, Writings of Balha Sulam, The Mutual Guarantee. What does the future of Israel depend on? Question: You are well aware and have a good understanding of the situation in Israel's society. On one hand, it represents a society of Torah, and on the other hand, it is a civilization of high technology, while it also exists in an unfriendly surrounding. How do you see the process of this society's development? Will we manage to solve anything in this small area of the world? Answer: I am sure that the future of Israel and its fate has no connection with technologies, science, industry, banking business, army, weapons, or the relationship between us and our neighbors. I am sure that everything depends only on the ability of Israel's society to restructure itself according to the new requirements for humanity. Everything depends on the degree of its unity, equality, harmony, and how much people will be able to connect into one integral system. Then they will start living in harmony with the surrounding nature. Practically, the whole goodness which can manifest in humanity and society depends on this. From CAB TV's Global Crisis, March 19, 2013. A sign of a solid covenant. Question: What is special about a person's work in preparing himself for a descent? What helps him to keep the covenant he has made prior to the descent? Answer: I depend on the light that reforms that must take care of me. So I need to have an absolute whole desire for this light to sustain my complete dependence on it. I want to be above my discernments and my feelings, but at the same time keep my eyes open. There is a certain duplicity here, a paradox. On the one hand, I want to understand, to know, and to feel everything in my reality, in my state, all the discernments in that state, and on the other hand, no matter what happens in this state and no matter how much I clarify and connect all my discernments, I have to eventually adhere to the Creator on top of this data. This means that I want to grow above my understanding, my feeling, and see everything through my ego, above it, below it, and in it, in three discernments. I only ask that all this will not break our covenant, that I will attain devotion for the Creator despite everything, and will be filled with gladness. Gladness is the right sign of our solid covenant. If I don't burst with such gladness, then it means that I don't have a covenant with the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, May 17, 2013, Writings of Rabash. a sign of a solid covenant. Question: what is special about a person's work in preparing himself for a descent? What helps him to keep the covenant he has made prior to the descent? Answer: I depend on the light that reforms that must take care of me. So I need to have an absolute whole desire for this light to sustain my complete dependence on it. I want to be above my discernments and my feelings, but at the same time keep my eyes open. There is a certain duplicity here, a paradox. On the one hand, I want to understand, to know, and to feel everything in my reality, in my state, all the discernments in that state, and on the other hand, no matter what happens in this state and no matter how much I clarify and connect all my discernments, I have to eventually adhere to the Creator on top of this data. This means that I want to grow above my understanding, my feeling, and see everything through my ego, above it, below it, and in it, in three discernments. I only ask that all this will not break our covenant, that I will attain devotion for the Creator despite everything, and will be filled with gladness. Gladness is the right sign of our solid covenant. If I don't burst with such gladness, then it means that I don't have a covenant with the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, May 17, 2013, Writings of Rabash.